because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And you might get tunnel vision or might lose some of your fine motor control and not be able to switch that safety off, and it might cost you.
Right after this break, more discussions about personal protection.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. And talking about this area of personal protection is one of the things that you may need to consider as a part of your personal, family, and home preparedness. We were discussing with James here the use of handguns and making some selections of those. And James, your service weapon that you use is the Glock. What size do you use? Why did you choose that size? Tell us a little bit about the calibers and the way that these bullets are measured. And then what size you chose and why.
Okay. Well, I'm not an expert on ballistics or anything like that, and I'm sure someone out there may have a question or doubt about it. And, again, it's very subjective to a large amount. The caliber that I carry is a 40 caliber. What you're looking for is you're looking something with the largest bore diameter you can get that's also going to have the speed characteristics that you need it to have. There are a lot of people, and again, it's very subjective. A lot of people really like the 45, some people like the 9, some people like 10 millimeter, some people like the 40. Shoot what works best for you, but I would encourage everyone to, if you're going to be involved in any kind of firearm or anything like that, to learn a little bit about the ballistic traits, some of the ballistic studies and things that have been done and whatnot, some of the comparisons that are out there. part of the reason why I went the direction that I did with the 40 caliber, and a large portion of law enforcement carries 40 caliber, is because of its speed to weight ratio and its ability to penetrate under a wide varying number of circumstances. I don't think that there's any question out there in the ballistics world that you compare a 40 to a 45 on a person-to-person involved shooting, the 45 is definitely the better way to go. However, if you start throwing things into that, you know, car doors, solid core wood doors, metal doors, walls, cinder block, or a lot of other things, sometimes the 45 is not the best choice because it doesn't have the penetration that you want it to have. The mass versus the speed is not good enough, and it won't penetrate through all of those things. And you might need to do that. You might need to be, if someone is shooting at you with a larger weapon that's clearly penetrating something, you need to be able to protect yourself. You need to be able to fire back through that. Now, I want to say about all handguns that my personal view on handguns is the only reason I carry a handgun is, like I said, for a parachute. I carry it for immediate response or reaction to the threat at hand. But I also look at that as this is a way to fight my way back to get to a better weapon, which would be a rifle or a shotgun. The ballistics on a rifle or a shotgun at close range are far outweigh a pistol any day of the week. And so you look at it from the real world sense of what you're going to use this for and what you're going to, the way that you're going to use it.
So the handgun is something that you can have at hand, no pun intended. It's mm-hmm. something that you can use fairly easily. You can carry it. If appropriate, if necessary, it can be concealed. But its purpose is to get you to something better if you're really in a fight to protect yourself and take care of your responsibilities around
you. Yes. Gratefully, I have never been involved in a deadly force encounter having to use my handgun on duty. I hope that I never am. But My whole idea, my whole concept behind what I carry on me, both with my gun and my extra magazines and whatnot, is hopefully to just get my way back to my patrol vehicle where I can grab a hold of a shotgun or a patrol rifle to be able to re-engage the subject with. That would be by far the best choice to make because I can do more damage in a shorter amount of time over longer distances if necessary.
Now, You talk about this, the need for experience. How often do you actually go out and practice with your weapons?
Not as often as I would like to, mostly just because of work and other things that tie me up quite a bit, but I try to make it out every couple of months at least. And I would really like to be going out on a monthly or even better yet, a weekly basis to practice. Now, that's kind of expensive. You end up going out there and using a lot of things, and you also have to take the time to clean them and care for them afterwards to make sure that they're going to last and work. More is always better. The more training, the more experience that you can get, the better off you're going to be at them, the more proficient you're going to be at them, and the better you're going to be with them when it comes time. Because we will all fight the way we train. Let me say that again. We all fight the way we train. And so you need to train in real-world circumstances, and you need to train a lot. It's not enough to say, well, yeah, I went out and fired that off here about 2 years ago, and I know how to take care of myself. Because you come up against somebody who has a lot more training, believe me, you don't have a chance. You really are not going to stand a chance because they're committed to the training, they're committed to the direction that they're going to take, and they're current on it and up with it, and you're not.
So going out every couple of years with your brother-in-law probably doesn't cut it. That's what you're saying.
No, it really doesn't. And again, I would encourage people. There's some good videos and books and things out there, but you really need to go through an actual firearms course where you go out on a live range and not just stand there and shoot at paper targets from 25 feet away. That doesn't cut it. You need to look at how to take cover and how to, you know, because these shooting situations, if you've seen them, and I've seen some here recently on YouTube and some of the other ones, real shooting experiences that happen, they don't happen like you're standing pointing at paper. And remember, we will fight the way we train. So if you go and you stand there and you figure, I'm just going to stand up here and I'm going to shoot my target, you're probably not going to likely make it. Especially if the other person knows about moving and about finding cover and other things like that, if you should end up in that type of a situation, you're down on the training already. You're behind on where you need to be, because these actual combat situations, from everything I have studied and everything, are very fluid. They happen very fast, and you've got to be ready for those things, and you've got to know what to do. And you have to do it instinctively. It can't be, well, let's see, let me think about this. Where do I need? Too late. It's all over with. You need to know instinctively and move forward immediately and do what you need to do immediately, because you have trained that way.
Practice, practice, train, and work with experts.
Yes.
Who can help you discover your bad habits or mistakes that you're making. That's paramount in all of that.
Yeah, and I would also say don't just pick one, you know, because, you know, your brother John knows somebody who's supposedly an NRA rifle or instructor or whatever it is. Okay, he may be a very good one. That's fine. But you can learn something from anybody. And I go to these things on a regular basis, and I try to get to as many as I can. I try to get through different classes with different people so that I can learn new skills, abilities, because there's always something else out there to learn.
All right, let's talk about the long guns now. They break down into shotgun and into the rifle. A little description on them, and what is the application for each one of those in the area of protection and personal safety in your home?
Well, a shotgun, as most people will hopefully be familiar with, throws out in general. The nice thing about a shotgun in particular, like a 12-gauge, is it's very versatile. There's a number of different rounds that you can put in there. There's different sizes of shot and different weights of shot. There's also, if you have the right type of shotgun that has a smooth barrel or a rifled barrel out there, you can use slugs in your shotgun. Don't try that in your average shotgun with a choke on it. You'll blow yourself up. And don't go out and do it until you know that you've got the right stuff, because that'll just get you hurt. And once you have that training and that knowledge, you'll know that you can take and you can also fire slugs, which is basically a single, it's like an extra large bullet, a large chunk of lead, usually an ounce or a quarter or an ounce and a quarter or so, that you can fire down range. Now, the shotgun is a fairly limited range weapon. 25, 50 yards, that's starting to really push it out there. Even with a slug, you can get out there a ways, but they're very versatile is the nice thing about them, and they're more of a close quarters weapon or a close range weapon is what a shotgun is particularly good for. And so there are some limitations to it, but they work good up and close, and they do a lot of damage in a very short range. The rifles are more of a long distance weapon. You have to be careful with that, though. The rifles have the capability, and your average rifle can shoot several miles on its own. You just pointed that thing in the air and shot it, that bullet would probably travel several miles. You're responsible for that bullet. And so one of the things we're talking about here is either over-penetration. You know, if you have someone break into your house and it is now absolutely necessary because this person means to do you and your family harm and you are justified, and I put that in parentheses or quotations there, justified to take that shot. If you miss that person and your shot goes into the house next door and kills someone, guess what? You're responsible for it. And so they're nice for the distance they can shoot. They're nice for the amount of energy that they leave into the subject that you're shooting at, you know, should you hit them. And they do a lot of damage very, very quickly. They're very devastating. And so they're very good if you are needing to stop someone from causing you bodily harm or injury. But the drawback to them, and what you have to be careful with, is the possibility of their over-penetration or their flight characteristics that puts them out there for a very long range that might hit somebody else. And so you have to be very careful. It really comes back to training again and being prepared to handle those things appropriately.
Okay. In a home setting for protection, your recommendation would be a handgun has its place there because it's easy to handle and wield, and it can also be concealed. It's under the pillow, under the mattress, or wherever you want to put it in the nightstand, if that's something you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next level up from that, again, in a home setting, would be a shotgun, because you reduce the over-penetration, and it also solves the problem of having to take quite that close of aim because of
yes.
the spread you get with the shot.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, appreciate those thoughts. We'll be back after this break to finish up on a little more in the personal protection and weapon area and some more on the safety of these things, because we are responsible for our actions, it's extremely important that you do it correctly and for the right reasons. That's what this is all about. Right after this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. If you have questions, you can send them to email to askjim@preparemyfamily.com, or you can leave a voicemail message at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. We'll be glad to get information to you. On our website, preparemyfamily.com, if you're new to preparedness, or even if you've been into preparedness for a long time, I would encourage you to get the DVD number one in the series that we have, which you can get for the cost of delivering it to you, which is $5.50. This is a two-hour principle-based program to help you in your personal family preparedness and help you help people around you. Because if you do this in isolation, it's really tough, as a matter of fact. You need people around you. We need to help people around us as much as we can. Now, in continuing with our personal protection area, we've been discussing the weapons and guns in particular, up to the rifle. A little bit of a description about them in terms of sizes and some of the safety and choices of the loads that may go in them.
The rifle, of course, is named that or called that because the rifling it has in the barrel that makes the bullet spin, which gives it greater distance. Happened around many hundreds of years ago when that all got designed and came about. They have the capability for shooting long distances. They are applicable for home protection with some caveats and some understanding of the problems that you have with them. Is one of the issues is over-penetration. Most of them are very, very powerful. Most of the rounds fly at very high speeds, even for their relative mass. And so they're capable of going through multiple walls and things like that. So you have some over-penetration issues. Now, one of the ways to solve that, by the way, is a more recent invention, and that is with what are termed as or called frangibles. These are a non-lead bullet that are actually intended to break apart upon impact. Now, that still does a good amount of damage to your assailant, but they will also break up when it hits walls or other things like this. They're a composite bullet. And so there is a way around that. There are some things you can do to fix that. There are varying loads. That, you know, the larger the bullet, generally the further it flies and the more damage that it does over a longer and over a given distance. So, you know, there are a number of different choices there. Some of the more common rounds that you see in the personal protection realms are the 308, and the 223 that's used in like the AR-15, M16 range of rifles and in that area. Some of the other ones that are more common are what's found in the AK-47, the 7.62 round. All of those are good rounds, and they all have their benefits, their drawbacks. Again, it's all kind of subjective. It's a matter of what you're trying to do. How far out you're trying to hit, what kind of damage you're trying to do, all of those things come into play as you consider what type of rifle you'd go after and the type of round that it's going to carry. Those are all important things to look at.
And it comes back to one thing again, knowledge, experience is critical that you have that, both from the handling and the safety standpoint within the home and around people, but even out in the field, wherever you may be using it. Get training, gain experience, become very, very familiar with your weapons so that you'll handle them safely. You know, the rifle in particular has some other uses. We've been talking about this from the standpoint of personal protection, but in the preparedness area, it may have a use for some people in terms of gathering food. That's one of its uses for long periods of time. There is some game and there are some animals that may be appropriate to utilize if you're in the right areas of the country to do that. So that's another reason you may want to consider them. However, on this idea of guns and going out there after the deer and the moose and the elk and whatever it is, you've got right now we have a handful of people that are out there in the hunting season, but if everybody that has a gun that's going out there, we're going to clean out the game in a hurry. So to say I'm just going to go hunt for my food so I don't have to worry about storing it, that's another issue that we'll talk about in the areas of preparedness and what you do. But just realizing that the guns do have a usefulness for procuring meat, if you will, some animals. So any other thoughts that you have here in this area of personal protection? You know, there was one little thing as I go back and look at some of my notes we didn't say much about because it's not commonly available to the public. This is back in this less lethal area of the stun guns, the tasers and those things. You may talk about that, the difference between the taser and the stun gun, their advantages and disadvantages, and recommendations that you may have there also. And then any other parting thought, I should say parting shots maybe, but no pun intended, other thoughts that you have here in the area of personal protection, something else you'd like to bring up.
Yeah, in regards to what I would term the electric weapons or what you see out there, there is a big difference between something along the lines of a taser and that of a stun gun. A stun gun is generally held in the hand, and so this is something you have to reach out and touch with someone. Now, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about with knives. I don't like to be that close to people. If someone's meaning to do me harm, I don't want to be within a couple of inches of touching them. I want to be further away. I want something with some distance. And that's what the taser does. It actually fires two darts out there that are hooked onto wires and sends a 50,000-volt charge through the person to temporarily incapacitate them.
Okay, and a little bit more on those right after this break, and we wrap up the area of personal protection and weapons.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save.
Carry a taser on duty, and I have been hit with one, and believe me, it made me a real believer in them. It will stop you. It'll lock you up, and you don't go anywhere, and it puts you down. And so if there's someone out there who just says, you know, I don't want to have firearms in my home for whatever reason, I have small children, I don't feel comfortable with it, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, whatever it is, you know, a taser is another option. The problem with the taser is that they're kind of expensive. You're getting $700-$800 for a taser, and on top of that, the cartridge goes. It's not like a gun where you pull the trigger multiple times and you get multiple shots. You pull the trigger, it shoots out two little darts that are hooked onto wire, sticks into the person, electrocutes them with 50,000 volts for 5 seconds. They drop to the ground. Now, one, they can get back up and they can come after you. Two, you don't have a second shot in there if they happen to pull away from the wires that they're connected to. You know, they have to remain connected for that to be of any use at all. You do have some length in there, which I like a lot better than the stun guns, where you're actually having in your hand, you got to go touch someone with it. That just causes pain. The taser literally interrupts the muscle signals and they drop to the ground. And I'm a big guy, and I'll tell you what, it put me down, and it put me down fast, made me a very big believer. The civilian version for the taser shoots out, I believe, 15 feet is what it does. But it's a good option if you don't want to have a firearm, but you want to keep people at a little bit further distance. It is a good option, but it does have some limitations and some difficulties there that you just have to understand how they work, and you need to have a backup for it. You know, if the taser, worked on them once, but then they pulled away from the leads, what are you going to go to now? Well, you need to look at an impact weapon. You need to look at, pepper spray. You need to look, a number of different things. I don't recommend that people put all of their personal protection into one basket, if you will. That you don't put all your eggs in there and say, okay, here's what I got. I got one item. This is what I'm going to protect myself with. Because what if that item fails? What if you lose it? What if it doesn't work? So you need to have a multiple of different things available to you and the training to be able to handle each of those things, to know how to use them appropriately, to be able to protect yourself.
On that taser, as long as they're still hooked up to the wires, you pull the trigger again, you light them up again, don't you?
Yep. Yep, that is exactly the way it works.
As long as they're connected, you can say, let me explain this to you again. You will stop.
Yep. It's a very effective tool when it's used properly.
Is it effective against animals also?
It is. I recently had the opportunity to try it on a pit bull who was being non-compliant, might be the best way to put it. And we put him down. I did not let off the trigger, and so he stayed energized for about 45 seconds until we could get a catch pole on him. But when he came back around, he was very, very mad. He did not like me anymore.
Upset about the whole experience, but...
But he survived. He survived. The point was my only other option was to shoot the poor animal, and I was able to find another way, and so that's what it's useful for, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that rather than to put the animal down, because that wasn't really what I wanted to do.
All right. Personal protection, quick review. You have the less lethal, which may be chemical. You have the electrical devices. There are impact tools that you can use, something that you wield and swing and hit with. There are the bladed things that you use, knives, spears, bows and arrows, and what have you. And then the projectile ones, the most one we think about is the handgun, the shotgun, and the rifle. All of them have their place. It is up to each individual and family to choose what it is that you want to do. The good news is that we have had, we still have, and I would want us to have the right to own, to bear arms for our own personal protection and for the protection of our families and our households. But with that goes the responsibility of doing those things correctly, properly, morally, ethically, legally. And you do need to be compliant in those areas. Any final thoughts that you would have, James?
Yeah, along those same lines, I think people need to understand that there is a lot of responsibility that goes with it, and you choose what you're going to use for your personal protection based on federal, state, local laws, based on your family, based on where you live, based on all kinds of different things that you have to take into account personally. This is why we can't come out and say, well, go buy this, go buy this, go buy this. That doesn't work. You have to do what works for you. But I think it's most important that people gain the training, because when people don't have the training and when they don't understand the full responsibility, and I've heard people say, well, someone kicks in my door, I'll just shoot at me. Those are people who shouldn't have a gun, quite frankly, in my opinion, because they do not understand. To be so flippant about taking a life, they clearly do not understand all of the consequences that come along with that, the moral, the legal, the civil, the criminal, the social, the psychological problems that come along. People are terribly hurt for years over taking a life. It is not an easy thing to do. Or not even taking a life, talking about hurting someone, causing pain to someone. Those are things that we don't normally do as human beings. Those are not good things for most normal people. Yeah, you got the sociopaths out there that enjoy it, but most of us, that's a very hard thing to do. And so we need to understand those things, and we need to take responsibility for it and understand that there are appropriate times to do that. And I think you need to ask yourself a couple of basic questions to find out if you're justified. Does this person have the ability to cause me or my family cause my family serious bodily harm or death? Does this person have the opportunity to cause my family or myself serious bodily harm or death? And am I in imminent jeopardy? If all those things line up, you're probably justified in using some form of force, even up to and including deadly force if necessary. But if you don't have those things in place, you're wrong. You're wrong, and you're no better than the sociopath who would just go out and kill for no reason or go out and hurt someone for no reason. So we need good, honest people with a good, solid core, a good moral background, and some good base behind them to be taking these actions, not just flippantly going, oh, yeah, I'll go out and buy a gun because that's how I keep myself safe. No, uh-uh. That's not how it works. It's not what you have in your hand. It's what you have in your head and your heart that really makes the difference. That's what really counts when it comes to protecting yourself and your family.
Well, I appreciate those thoughts, and I certainly appreciate your willingness to come on and spend some time with us this afternoon. We're going to move into our other topic for a little while. Of course, you're familiar with these things. I may have some more questions for you, so if you'll just hang in there.
Sure, I can hang around.
Move into the long-term considerations. Now, we only have not too many minutes left, but I want to look at that. You know, when we talk about the as we got started in this, I like to begin with the parachutes and all of those things, the basic foundational fundamental principles, and then we move into what I call the parachutes, which are things that you're going to use to take care of yourself for a few days, maybe up to a couple of weeks or so. But beyond that, you have to begin looking at the long-term considerations. Now, what causes you to look at the long-term, and what causes it to work well? Or it's really, you've got to evaluate this. What is your motivation to prepare? Do you have a reason to prepare? Well, if you're listening to this program, I assume that you do. What is your commitment to preparation? In other words, if it's a casual thing, I'm just going to get with the Red Cross and FEMA says my 72-hour kit, and then I'll be okay. Of course, if you listen to the program earlier on, 72-hour kits, one of the earlier ones, I consider a 72-hour kit, we call it a refugee kit. Just allows you to be a refugee and go stand in line with everybody else that's unhappy. So for me, I consider longer term is more important. The law of provident living that I review on every time we go through this program, we touch on it a little bit. Provident living has four things in it, and it really is part of the motivation and the commitment is contained in that. And that is, of course, the spiritual base, the foundation, the thing that's the most important all is what is your spiritual health and preparedness, and how are you taking care of that, more important than everything else. Your attitude will determine whether you're going to live or die when things really, really get tough. How you change the attitude is with knowledge. Knowledge, of course, is correct information with correct experience, and then you have very powerful knowledge that's a part of you. And then you have the stuff, the material things that you must have. The earlier programs, number one and number two, talk about those things in depth. Go back and listen to them. I've mentioned along the way that this second law of survival, which is CPR. You must learn and practice CPR. This is all very much a part of your long-term consideration. You see, CPR is courage, patience, and resourcefulness. If you choose to and you want to prepare yourself to deal with whatever may come down the pike that's weeks long, months long, years long, it will take courage. If you don't have courage to go through these things, you're just going to quit. You've got to have patience, because if you don't have patience, basically you get angry. You get you get frustrated and you act irrationally. That causes you harm, other people harm, or you can lose your life because of that. And, of course, resourcefulness is vital that you have, because thinking outside the box, utilizing things around you, this is all a part of your long-term considerations. Some of the other things to take a look at, if you're saying, I want to be prepared to deal with, you know, months and years of problems if that should occur, then you must be paying attention to your health right now and becoming well and healthy and strong. If your immune system has already collapsed and you're in serious health considerations, much more difficult to go through these things. Now, don't give up, and I'm not saying stop. I'm just simply saying you need to be paying attention to those things right now. When we talk about health, it's your whole body health, but we're saying how about your dental health? If you've got a mouth full of cavities and need root canals and those things done, you better do it now, because I'll tell you what, doing that with a pair of pliers without Novocaine is not going to be fun after the event. So take care of your health now as you're preparing for the future. Of course, you ought to be taking care of it all the time anyway. The other one is maintaining your health during an event. You've got to learn ways of taking care of your health. We'll be talking about these things as we go into the rest of the provisions along the way. Now, other things that determine your long-term preparedness and some of the things that you must do in your preparedness, that's your location. Where are you? If you live in an isolated area in the middle of Montana, or if you live in the Manhattan, it's a totally different approach that you must take. Other things that you're considering is, what about the climate you're in? Again, if you live in Key West, Florida, or if you live in Alaska, it's a little bit different, and you have to prepare accordingly. Now, something to consider about location and about climate is, you may be where you are right now, but when events occur, you might be someplace else. So don't just be so narrow-minded to say, look, I don't ever have to worry about it getting below freezing because I live where it hasn't frozen since the last ice age. Well, you might be visiting your friends in Minnesota when something happens. You might be stuck up there. So don't eliminate the other possibilities about location and about climate. One of the others that I talk about being so important is what we call community. We might tie to that isolation, but it's about community and isolation. Yeah, Montana, New York, but there's more to it than that. When we talk about community, and this is why I do what I do and why I tell people to please work with people around you. Now, is everybody into getting prepared? And the answer is, well, no, I wish they were, but they're just simply not. But find those people that have a similar interest. Find people that are looking around and saying, hey, something's going on. Something could happen. I'm not sure if FEMA, Red Cross, National Guard, or whoever is going to show up to take care of me when something occurs, whether it's natural, man-made, politically caused, or those kinds of things, when you're taking a look at it and saying, I just don't know if I can count on other people. And if that's what your neighbors are saying, help them. Bring them back to this program. Have them listen to the archives. Get them here live listening each week so that we can get information to them to help them. That, I believe, is a part of our responsibility. That's community. And sometimes people say, well, you know, when it really gets tough, I'm just going to go off in the woods all by myself. Yeah, well, how long have you been doing that? And if you haven't been already practicing and living those things for months and years continuously, then don't be thinking the theory of I can go off and live by myself in isolation, because it's not going to happen. We are very dependent on each other for our physical, mental, emotional, psychological, sociological support. But just from a material standpoint, we really do need people around us. So you've got to consider those things, as well as what kind of events are you preparing for? What might be some of the things that you're having to deal with? And in future programs, we'll be talking about some of these events in particular. Things like the nuclear radiological events. Most people are very poorly prepared to deal with those things and understanding of how you may take care of yourself. Then here's the one that I put at the last of this list in terms of what's motivating you and why you're doing what you're doing. And that is about the rebuilding and recovery. You see, there has to be an end result to this. There has to be a conclusion, if you will, assuming, you know, if you're still alive, what are you going to do? To me, this is about rebuilding and reclaiming our communities, our lives, our freedoms, those kinds of things. That's why I prepare and why I want people around me prepared. Well, those are long-term considerations, and you have to take those kinds of things into account when you're saying, I want to make it. I don't care how bad, how long, I choose to make it. And I hope that everyone listening wants to take that approach, and I would like to see millions of people have that same attitude. Now, what might we be preparing for? I don't spend a lot of time in these areas, and there's other people making both predictions and, if you will, sounding the alarm. But it is things like climatic change and loss of income. There's depression and tornadoes and pestilence and tsunami and tyranny and famine, war, floods, drought, blizzards, ice storms, volcanoes, earthquakes, and terrorist acts. All of those things, and you could, I'm certain, think of other things that may be very applicable to you or you may be concerned about. If you remember when I talk about the law of freedom, that fear is defined as ignorance. If you have one of those kinds of events that just terrifies you and frightens you, it simply means you don't have enough information of what to do about it, how to protect yourself, how to prepare you and your household to deal with whatever may happen. We take a look at some of the statistics. You know, people say, well, what's going on and why? I don't know. That's not my job to talk about those things or give the clarion call, if you will. But there are some statistics that are very interesting. If you take a look at, this is from the Center for the Epidemiology on the Disasters, It's a database that's maintained in the Netherlands, the CREED database, and you look at the disasters worldwide. Now, these are both man-made and natural disasters. The worldwide disasters in 1960, there were about 50. Disasters in 1980, there were almost 200. The number of disasters in the year 2000, there were about 600. And then for the year 2005, we had almost 800 disasters. So, you know, you take a look at them, you say, well, something's changing that we need to be prepared for. Windstorm disasters on the American continent. Here's another one that's interesting. If you just, that's bringing it closer to home. Take a look at what's been going on. In the decade of the 70s, that's 1970 through 79, we had 8 windstorm disasters on the American continent. In the 1980s, there were 17. In the 1990s, there were 28. And then in 2000 through 2005, just halfway through the first decade of the new century, there were 36. So here again, things are changing, heating up, whatever it is. It just is occurring. When you take a look at categories of disasters, I've tried to break them down into 5 categories. There's category 1, which is minor. They just happen all the time. These are personal kinds of things. They're more inconvenient than they are life-threatening. You have the category 2, which are much more significant and more regular in their occurrence. Category 3, which are major. They occur periodically. Category 4, which are extreme, that happen occasionally. In the category 5, which is, you know, global cataclysmic, not yet, and may they stay away would be my hope. When we continue in this program next week, we'll look at some of these a little bit deeper. We'll discuss them with greater depth as we help people prepare long-term for the kinds of things that occur right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Welcome back to the final minutes of Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. And if you have questions, please email them to us at askjim@preparemyfamily.com or leave a voicemail at 888-YOU-GET-SET, and those things will make it to me and to my staff. We will get answers to you. We'll be answering things on the air. We've had a number of questions come in, and I like to work them into the program. The purpose of this program is to give you a series of things, not just a kind of a wild potpourri of things, catch as you catch can, but actually to build a series of instruction, because my focus, my interest, my passion, my purpose is to help as many people prepare for events as I possibly can, and that's what we enjoy doing. I've appreciated having James Phillips on the phone with me, a professional in the law enforcement area, to share with us some of his experience and knowledge in this personal protection area. But let me ask you a couple of questions, James, here.
Sure.
What's your attitude and belief about the need for preparedness, just briefly, and is this something that you're personally involved in with you and your family?
It is something I'm involved in very much. It's one of those areas that I spend a lot of time talking to other professionals in my field. I gave that number early on about the number of police officers and EMTs and firefighters that there are to the population. Well, most of those people have families too. I have a family, and I need to make sure that when something comes down the pipe, so that I can do my job in helping my community, that my family is prepared, and that I know that my family is okay, so I can go out and do my job and help those who weren't prepared, who either didn't prepare or didn't know to prepare or didn't think to prepare or whatever it might be. So, yes, I am very, very effectively involved in that and working to get my family prepared, as well as also trying to teach other people that they need to get their families prepared. The reality of it is that there's not enough. I don't care how big the government is. I don't care what government is, what government agency it is. There is no way we can rely upon the government to take care of us. We've got this kind of entitlement attitude or idea that somehow we have a major incident. Oh, yeah, they'll just send in the Red Cross and everything. Well, take a look at Katrina. Didn't work so great, did it? Now, that's not, by the way, to pick on FEMA or to pick on the government or whatever else. The reality of it is that they, in my opinion, were lying to themselves as well as lying to everyone else. And everyone was lying to themselves, too, saying, oh, yeah, we can just rely on them to take care of us. You can't. There's too many people in this country to be taken care of by a government. The government doesn't even come close to being able to cover all of our needs. We have to take care of ourselves, which means that we need to be prepared. We need to take some responsibility for ourselves and let the government take care of the people who really cannot take care of themselves. That's what I hope for, is that the government will be there to take care of the people who really can't. But everyone who can, which is 99% of the population, will take a little bit of responsibility for themselves and get prepared so that we don't have to see the same things that we've seen on television so many times in these various disasters, whether it be floods or hurricanes, fires, whatever it is. I'm hoping we don't have to see that.
Well, and I would say amen to that thought, because that is what it's all about. That's why I'm here sharing with you what I consider to be the truth about life. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come. And there's no disputing things happen, but how you are prepared to meet tomorrow makes all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. I would encourage you to live a life, a provident life, by making such provisions in all areas of your life that you can face the future without fear, that you don't have to worry about what might be happening, what could happen, because you have taken responsibility for knowledge and preparation so that you can be a self-reliant family and take care of yourself and help others. Jim Phillips, encouraging you to prepare without fear. See you next time.